This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick this day off with speaking to writer, podcaster, Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Great to hear you.
Yeah, me too. something ain't right. Something is not right. I don't know what isn't right, but we're definitely not right. But anyway. Let's take off. What is it that is on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, every time we talk, I never finish the list of all the things I'd meant to talk about. So I'm going to back up a little bit. So this isn't, you know, Friday's news that we talk about on Monday. Did you notice the Second Amendment court case in Michigan where, you know, it's really hard to go up against City Hall? It's even harder to go up against the state. In this case, a foster parent wanted to become the guardian, essentially adopt his grandson.
Right.
And Michigan Department of Human Services said, sure, you're going to have to get rid of all your guns. And the guy goes, wait, what? Where does it say that in the law? And they basically say, it doesn't. But you're going to do it or bend over. And he goes, well, okay, we'll do that. I will neither confirm nor deny. He moves his guns to a offsite location and then takes them to court. And he's a disabled veteran, and SAF is standing up with him. So the quote that he fortunately was able to get from the Michigan Department of Human Services was, and I'm quoting it to you, I couldn't make this up. If you want to care for your grandson, you will have to give up some of your constitutional rights, or DHS will take his grandson and place him in a foster home. Close quote.
Whew. Yeah.
How would you feel if that was your grandson, partner?
Well, I would think about moving him out of state with me to where I could go somewhere where the Constitution didn't get superseded by somebody's belief that, well, it's a kid in the house, so you have to do the right thing with the kids.
Well, this is the classic problem that we see all the time. The mere power to regulate is often the power to control, let alone the power to tax. So we get to, isn't that amazing? You want to do the right thing, take care of your grandson. They could tell you anything. It's basically state-sanctioned blackmail. Well, they've won a couple cases like this, Second Amendment Foundation has. I so hope they win this one, because I can imagine some anti-gun judges going, well, of course. And I can imagine some, maybe some who've got any amount of family court experience, looking at this and going, I've seen what people in the child care system look like. And here's a guy, a vet, you know, the most law abiding, has a concealed carry permit. And you want to exclude, I can imagine a judge just coming apart on that department. We will see what happens. In a few weeks, I will get a chance to talk to the people at the Second Amendment Foundation and ask them how this case is going.
Okay. I can't stand it when they decide to make up the rules as they go. You know, yeah. And this is a clear case of us. My first question is, has it always been this way? Have you always had to give up your rights to foster a child or adopt a child? If there is a law that has been written, if there's some legal precedent that says you can do this, show it to me. Whoever this guy's lawyer is a sad excuse for a shyster.
Well, you mean the defendant or the?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I just think he's up against a huge bureaucracy that has a bunch of cops that it can use. You know, here, take the kid, argue about it later in court. We'll place him with foster care. And now they can sit there and delay the court case for years. Meanwhile, your grandson is living with somebody else. Yeah, what a mess. I was a foster parent. I've, you know, seen that played out. Crazy, huh?
It is crazy. But, I mean, well, this is, like I said, some of these guys got to get clapped down. Clapped down?
Yes. Yes. And I, it's happened in other states. I hope it happens again here. Second Amendment Foundation wins a lot of respect for taking these court cases, just like they win a lot of respect. Yeah, I'll learn to talk, Bill, I swear. Just like they won a lot of respect for helping Cody Wilson, you know, a file that's been available on the internet. And now he gets sued. In this case, believe me, lots of concealed carry holders have had foster kids for a long time. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services made this up, and they just haven't found somebody who has enough horsepower to push them back with Second Amendment Foundation's help. I think they may have met their match.
Well, 2AF, that's really their specialty, isn't it? I mean, they have... Alan Gura, especially, that guy is a very storied warrior when it comes to the legal system. So,
yes, he's very good at appellate law. This is a little bit different case. There are other lawyers I think might do a little better, but you're absolutely right. The Second Amendment Foundation will choose the lawyer who has experience both in a jurisdiction and with a particular sort of law. They're very strategic. If they took the case, I think they've got a pretty good chance of winning it. I believe they won what may have happened. I don't think they won it in a technical sense. I think the department withdrew their opinion in, and I think it was Nebraska? I'm trying to remember, where they won in a similar situation.
Right. Well, we will.
Well, and
that, yes.
You know, yeah. I'm one of the reasons it's a little hard to talk about this is this isn't satellite radio, and you're a father and a grandfather, and I can imagine how you would feel. Everybody would be saying, "Oh gosh, don't tell Bill. Don't, because what he says is gonna no. Don't talk to the lawyer. Use the lawyer, Bill. Don't talk to them directly."
I would have to talk to them through the lawyer. I know that, but they had better pray that they have some sort of law to back them up if they choose to go down this course. Because if I can, I will eviscerate them over this one.
Right.
And there's not going to be too much playing about it. And I don't care what the judge, you know, if the judge will go along with that. But I'm going to find enough power to get that, because children should not have to go through that kind of nonsense.
Right. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Someone is either so committed. Well, we'll talk about it after the break, perhaps.
There you go. And for those of you that are listening that want to check out Rob Morse, check him out either on his podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, and or the Polite Society podcast. It should be and also check them out on the Written Word with Slow Facts WordPress blog. Featured writer at Amoland.com and also at ClashDaily.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And there we go. Hey, we were going through some technical difficulties, but we have solved those now. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse, correctly, finally.
Well, we solved half the problems, Bill. At least at least you're plugged in.
Yeah. So, where are we going from adoptions and foster care? Where would you like to go from there?
Well, just before we go there, I was drawing some analogies between that and the craziness we saw with Judge Kavanaugh. Here we have some government officials who are either so insanely ideological that they can't see right from wrong, or they're so insulated behind the layers of bureaucracy. Hi, I don't pay for my lawyers. You have to pay for yours. I can be a jerk and the state pays for it. You pay out of pocket, that they don't care.
Right.
It's equally frustrating in both cases. That was my only point.
Well, are you talking about senators? Yeah. Or who are you talking about?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, this is what it's all going to boil down to. And you know, I don't remember which one of the Joshes it was. It was one of the Joshes from either the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence or the Violence Prevention Center. And they seem sort of interchangeable to me. Josh Horwitz and Josh somebody else. They stated at some point in the past that the only way for the progressive agenda to go forward would be to have us disarmed. And Kavanaugh being in place is going to mean that for the foreseeable future, because they want to make San Francisco is the test bed, but they want us all to be Venezuela. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So I'm sure that upsets them to a certain degree. Durbin and Feinstein, I watched them, and I mean, dude was a Teflon guy. You couldn't touch him. He just parried him like a kung fu master. It was something to watch.
Right. Well, perhaps that's a characteristic we think of for trial court lawyers. It's stranger to see it in appellate jurists, let alone judges.
Right.
On the other hand, they have to manage an immense amount of information. I mean, can you essentially imagine reading many chapters of a book and having that all committed to memory because you have to deal with it in court cases? They're very capable people.
Plus the whole part. I mean, this guy's been through the processes. He's been nominated and confirmed more than once for other judgeships, and this is just the last one on his trail. So the idea of having to get out there and memorize everything I'd written on every little, and this guy also has, they say he has the longest, largest paper trail of anybody in recent memory that has gone up for the Supreme Court.
Right. So, it was hundreds of thousands of pages, I believe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, on all things except gun, 93% of the time he voted the same way as Merrick Garland.
Right. but he's not a statist.
Right. That's
and
right.
Therefore, he's not acceptable to the socialists.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I did not realize how powerful Kennedy was, because apparently if Kavanaugh takes Kennedy's place, we're going to have slavery and Roe versus Wade is just going to be overturned just because, and all this other stuff is just going to happen overnight if he's confirmed, which is sort of the same. And this is what I say about the leftists. This is why I say this. They always have the sky is falling template whenever they come out against something.
Yes, exactly. All of our special interest groups will turn to dust and be boiled in oil slowly.
Yeah.
If this guy's, this is simply a way to get, this is the beginning of the election coverage. Hi, we want our name in the paper. We will essentially come up with outrageous lies that newspapers will print. I did see something because I wrote about press coverage recently where they said, if a reporter is told by one person that it's raining and another that the sun is out, a reporter shouldn't print both claims. They should open the window and put their hand outside.
Right.
But that's That's not what we see journalists do. They think, oh, I'm fair and balanced, rather than they'd rather be fair. They'd rather be, quote, balanced than tell the truth.
And I'm not so sure it's even, you know, telling the truth. I don't care if they're telling the truth as long as they're telling me what's, you know, correct. For them, you know, truth is everything but the truth. But they, I mean, there used to be a time when the most accurate, as far as not having any dogs in the fight, pre-climate change, weather or news channel out there was the Weather Channel. Because all they were doing was reporting the weather, and the weather, they most, you know, what's the percentage they actually get it right most of the time? So, but they were the ones doing the most. And then, of course, that changed too. Everything is politicized now.
Yes. It really, or at least in the case of the Weather Channel, sensationalized. It's embarrassing, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
Come on.
When I say everything's politicized, the part that bugs me the most about it is that everything is politicized. I used to be able to watch football to get away from it. Not anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, speaking of you can't get away from it, and we've only got, what, a minute left here.
Yeah.
The murder rate went up in London, and that was the shining, you know, beacon on a hill. All the gun control people could want, and yet there were 100 murders. Now, you know, that's a bad week for Chicago, but, and I believe London is larger than Chicago. But still, I thought, you know, why would murder ever, how could it possibly happen in the, you know, the workers' paradise of England, particularly with all those police, all those video cameras that we see in London? Yeah, not.
Well, when we get back, we'll discuss
England. When we get back.
England in general, because that part of it is always a fascinating breakdown study for me. Rob Morris, you can find him at Slopex WordPress blog. You can find him as a featured writer at Ammoland and at ClashDaily.com, in addition to the podcasts. Self-Defense Gun Story is one of the most unique ones in the nation just because of the format and the ensemble cast that is the Polite Society. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Republican Representative Ron DeSantis announced he is resigning from his Congress seat to focus on his race for Florida governor, his campaign confirmed earlier today. DeSantis sent Speaker of the House Paul Ryan a letter and said he would be resigning immediately and that it would be inappropriate for him to collect a salary from the House because he plans on missing a majority of the chamber's remaining days in session. Hurricane Florence is likely to hit the eastern part of the United States later this week. WeatherBell's Joe Bastardi on what you can expect if you live in North Carolina and South Carolina.
A storm comparable in intensity at landfall to Hugo and Hazel. Those are the benchmark storms on the Carolina coastline. Strong Category 4 hurricanes. But the difference with this is it's not going to move fast. It's going to go inland, sit over the southern Appalachians, and lead to 3 to 4 feet of rain in parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, perhaps even into Southwest Virginia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. It's amazing how long, you know, it's amazing how long we can make something work. The way this started out, and just and talking, of course, to Rob Morse, just in the interest of full disclosure, if you're saying, wow, this sounds so much better than it did earlier, that's because we were having to do the show with the phone, which completely negates all of this really nice but cluttered studio desk that I have. I need to do something about this. It's really bad. Anyway.
I'm just glad that the payphone worked and I had enough quarters to we could actually get Skype up.
Payphones. They always love payphones. So, let's talk. Now, England, you know, England for the longest time, England is a very violent nation state.
You know? It is.
Yeah. And this is the thing about violence. And this is all of these utopian people. I'm sure they know this, which makes it even more nefarious for me. In England, they have 2012 violent crimes per 100,000, where in the United States, we're about at 406.
Right.
So they have five times the violent crime. Now, violent crime, the thing about violent crime, and that's all, you know, it's armed robbery, assault, murder, rape, basically, I think it is.
Yep.
Those are all crimes that could be very painful to the average person. And when one of those crimes is going down, who is to decide? There's nothing by default out there where they say, okay, well, this is an armed robbery. All we're going to do is take our money and we'll be pointing our guns in your general direction, but we're not going to shoot any of you. Or in England's case, we'll be pointing our steak knives at you, but we're not going to stab any of you. There is no default to that. So once these crimes start, it's going to go as far as it's going to go at the leisure of the criminal.
Right.
And that's what as far as England is concerned, that's what makes me sit back and wonder, how is it possible that they don't have more deaths?
Right. Well, and now, for our, all right, for you Yanks, crime is frighteningly different between the United States and Great Britain. in the U.S., we have very, very few hot burglaries where a criminal will knowingly enter a residence when the homeowners are present. You know, if it's a large building, you know, he's hoping the homeowners are at one end. He can steal, you know, rob from an outbuilding, from a guest house maybe, because he didn't want to get killed.
Right.
In England, it's the reverse. They wait for people to come home. A bunch of guys smash their way in because they want the cell phones, the wallets, the keys.
Wow.
Because they're fairly confident they won't get shot.
Well, yeah. I mean, even in I think there was one family, the Cherry family in England. He had a shotgun permit. These guys were coming in there all the time, breaking into their house. One day, Mr. Cherry got tired of it, and he's like, all right, I'm going to get me shotgun, and I'm going to deal with these blokers. And they came in, and he shot them, and they got arrested, and they allowed the smash-and-grab people to sue the Cherry family.
Yep. Yes, it's that satellite moment.
Yeah, it's...
Isn't that... And that is the goal for a lot of anti-gun protesters here in the United States.
Oh, sure.
Quote, breaking into a house shouldn't be a fatal mistake. Oh, yes, it should. Oh, yes, it should. If that's my wife home alone, if that's my daughter home alone, and you break in, oh, yeah, I don't want her to suffer that. No, no, no. And most citizens agree. Thank goodness. Now, the newspaper can spin it and try and turn it into something that looks vaguely like news, but it doesn't sell very well.
No. But this is the thing. I mean, that the part that they really don't like about this is what we see about it. Because England, we get to see two of their big short list items, gun control and single payer.
Yep.
And we get to see how well that single payer works out now. So in England, after they come in and break in your door, and they can beat you up, dude. They can rape your wife, and then when you guys call for an ambulance, you're going to wait 62 hours for that. It's the utopia.
It's utopia.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's San Francisco. Gavin Newsom wants both of those. I mean, those are his planks, right?
Well, he's got it in San Francisco. He wants it for all of California.
Oh, man. And, you know, on Facebook, I'm getting to be a bitter old man. I go, and my conservative friends there just hate me doing this. He goes, I want it in place. I want single payer and absolute gun control, because then all of my liberty-minded friends will move out of the state and come join us back here in a free state. They're going, I want to stay here and fight till I can't. And I go, I think you lost, partner. Just come on. Come join me. So it's a somewhat bitter back and forth between people with whom I am in violent agreement.
Well, you need to get them a digital copy of The Art of War by Sun Tzu and send it to them.
Okay.
Let them read a little bit on that one. That's what they need to be doing. They need to be reading a little bit about Sun Tzu, because the thing, and this is the thing, and you can see it in both the mannerisms and everything else. Now, Rob and I, we both train to be gunfighters. We go to classes, we train to be gunfighters, and what we're trained to do is shoot people. And yet, Rob and I are not very likely to actually shoot people, because we're always on the lookout for trouble. And
yeah, we'll shoot people if we couldn't run fast enough.
Yes, which in my case is going to be a definite. But I'm trying to avoid that at all costs. Trying to avoid that at all costs. But, I mean, the moral of the story here is that we're not going to live anywhere where that is. I mean, Rob's already left California with a K. He was a California guy, and he's already left there. So we're not going to live where we don't get to practice self-defense.
And for those of you who are thinking of leaving socialist states, come take a vacation, a long vacation. In a free state, the free air will shock you. You will wake up and go, oh, wow, feel the freedom. It really is stunning. It was amazing.
It's, well, for some people, it's shocking. Like when people from the Northeast come down to the Southeast,
Yes.
And they and they'd be like, that guy's got a gun. Well, yeah, we can do that here. Are you not afraid of him? No, I got my own right here. Yeah.
They can start a business and do what they want with a tree in their backyard.
Sure.
I'm shocked. Shocked, I say.
It's what is this place you say? You know, the problem with that, though, is they come down from there. And then after they get here and they enjoy the freedom for a little bit, then a lot of them want to try to have Stockholm syndrome. They want to get out here and say, I miss somebody being in control of me.
Do you remember the guy who used to do those pro-gun songs? Who I think he moved to the U.S. from Australia.
Yeah. No, I don't remember.
I don't remember his name, but I do remember his music. And he's become quite the redneck. So maybe some people bring big government with them, and some people remain quite gratified that they live in a place with some freedom.
One can only hope. One can only hope. Or at least I can only hope. That's all I'm going to say. Now, for those of you who get a dose of Rob here, how many hours a week does Polite Society put up?
About two.
Two. And Self-Defense Gun Stories is about 18 minutes, 20 minutes each.
Yep.
So you don't have to just put up with Rob for an hour. You can catch more of him over the course of the week at Self-Defense Gun Stories and at the Polite Society. And you can find it at iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Tune in anywhere where a podcast exists. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Finally, I'm settling down now. I was getting a little despondent there for a moment. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm talking with Rob Morris as we explore the world as we live in today. Where would you like for us to go this one last segment there, sir?
I want to talk about John Lott's paper.
Okay.
I've said this before about Dr. John Lott. Unlike a journalist, where if you ask him if it's sunny outside, he'll come up with six different sources that say sunny, rainy, snowy. John Lott will open the window. John Lott would, you know, and would not say the sun has risen unless he's seen it. So there were these claims by an academician named Adam Lankford, who was a darling of the press because he claimed that the U.S. was hell on earth, were terribly violent, drenched in mass shootings, out of all proportion to either population or gun ownership, were basically the devil in Levi's. Let me strange that now because Levi's are anti-gun. All right, the devil in, you know, Lee bootcut jeans. And John's going, you know, I've looked at some of the data sets. That's not, this is what academics do. Let me see your data. How did you analyze it?
Right.
This is the same scam we got when global warming. People refused to show their data. Lankford refuted. Well, Lankford shared it exclusively with the New York Times and then wouldn't release, who then released a couple of graphs and talking points. And Lott said, this isn't academics. This is fake news, you know, with a online pedigree that they bought. So Dr. John Lott then goes and digs up the data on 121 countries. That's what econometricians do. That's what criminologists do. That's what statisticians do. Lott is all of those. And then he comes back and says, no. Now, there are more years that I'd like to cover, but from the data I've been able to collect, the U.S. didn't have 31% of mass shootings. It had 2%. We're well, 2%. We're well under the worldwide average rather than over it. There's a 15-to-1 discrepancy in the claims made by Lankford versus the data that I can find. And on top of that, here's my data. Here it is. Here's how I analyzed it.
Right.
John is no fool. And the honest academicians and criminologists then go, yeah, you know, you have to share your data. Otherwise, it's vaporware. It's just a claim.
Correct.
Periodically, we find a grad student who, you know, lied about it. There should be replication studies that take similar data sets, apply it to make sure, one, it's coded properly, two, it's analyzed properly. But that's what you do by making your analysis public. Some 437 pages of it. Wow. Various academicians have then chimed in and said, good, we believe it.
The thing about data, though, mm-hmm. and it, the data and the way they actually compile the study, that's where John Lott comes out ahead on all of these guys, because he'll get out there and not only does he show them the data, but he shows them how he did the study and where he got the samples and all these other things. And I love it when these guys get out there and say, well, of course, the much refuted studies of John Lott. Well, it's, you know, it's refuted by the people that Bloomberg pays to refute it.
That's right.
But that's about that's it.
Right. Well, now, John did see, John is so scrupulously honest. He'll go, I can't go and do an internet search and technically delayed third world countries back to the 1970s. There is no online newspapers from that era that are continuous up to now, so I can't go do a record search. On top of that, that older data, you know, oh, why do I need to keep 20-year-old news reports, you know? Companies come and go, servers come and go. Just because we find it online doesn't mean that there aren't other things that happened. We don't have the exhaustive records that we have here. I mean, you can go back and look at the Atlanta Constitution newspaper pre-Civil War. It's sitting there in the archives at the Library of Congress. It's now on microfiche. I know people who touched it just before it was being scanned about 30 years ago now.
Right.
But that is available, and now a lot of it has been put online. Not true with the rest of the world. So when you want to say, you know, what was the Ivory Coast like 30 years ago, someone goes, I don't know, and it's hard to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Really hard to find out, as in go by graduate students, send them to a bunch of precincts to dig through old records to see what they can see. It's, you know, it's not Lexis where you do a word search and get the nation at your fingertips.
Right. Well, you know, still, nobody does a study like John Lott.
That's when I say he's scrupulous.
But he'll go, that's a thing, though, isn't it?
It is. It is. He'll tell you the limits of what he knows. The guy, I don't think, could stretch the facts to save himself, actually.
No. I can only imagine, you know, like I'd be up there giving him gifts. John, here's a new car. John, here's a boat. He'd be like, thanks. Then I'd give him a slide rule. He'd be like, a slide rule.
Well, yes. Yes. I think he's living in Pennsylvania now, so
yeah.
We see this phenomenon of the media telling the news that they wish were true rather than the news that is true. And of all places, this is the one that shocks both of us. You covered it, but I feel the same way about this almost that I feel about Lott. NPR does a duplication study where they call, 247 schools that supposedly had school attacks last year.
Right.
And they were able to verify 11. 11?
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It comes down, once again, to how they did the study, how they compiled the study, which when NPR goes in there and they come out being our buddies,
when they come out shaking their heads, yeah.
something is amiss. That's the thing. So
you and I, you wanted to go back to bed, wake up again, wonder if this was an alternative universe. Well, evidently, they're slightly more honest than we gave them credit for. I was shocked, too.
Well, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, so.
Well, yeah, but they hired someone to double-check the issue. Now, what it was classic. In some cases, there was knife attacks, to be entered on line 34, and it got entered on line 35, and that was shootings, and that's why the numbers were crazy. Okay, somebody was just miscopying from a form. Sure. Oops.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah.
You and I have done enough data searches to go, nah, it wasn't anywhere close.
No. But that's, I think their problem was they were looking at saying, this is more violence than every town for gun safety happens, says happen. Is it that bad? And they found, they were like, oh, thank goodness it's not that bad. And then they were like, oh, we just told everybody that, didn't we?
Yes, exactly.
So
exactly.
For it was sort of a mixed, bittersweet moment. We found the truth out, and everything's not as bad as we said it was.
Darn it.
They said that out loud, didn't they? Oh, goodness. Now everybody knows. Okay, all right.
Now everybody knows.
And, it makes me wonder about the Department of Education under the Trump administration, though. The deep state runs deep.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. That's another. These hours go by so fast. Do you want to stay?
10 seconds, man.
Do you want to stay for the first half of the next hour? You got to go, since we had sort of a messed up first half hour.
I'll stay. We have plenty to talk about.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.